This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In our world today, there's a great danger of groupthink. That is the name given to the way in which a group begins to think and reinforce that thinking due to pressures put on the group. One of the classic examples is the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Even though there was evidence that the Japanese might attack the U.S., military officials discounted that evidence, believing that Japan would recognize the futility of war with the U.S. Recently, Victor Davis Hanson wrote about the dangers of elite groupthink. This has become a real problem, especially for the liberal elite, who only read each other's editorials and live in a world that reinforces liberal and progressive ideas. What stimulated his commentary was a recent Washington Post criticism of MSNBC host Rachel Maddow for claiming that the discredited Steele dossier was largely verifiable. But his last example was the best because it focused on all the economic predictions made after Donald Trump was elected president. It was a great warning to all of us to take such predictions with a large measure of salt. Former Princeton professor and Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman predicted that Trump would crash the stock market and that those stocks would never recover. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers said Trump would bring on a recession within a year and a half, and former head of the National Economic Council, Steve Rattner, predicted we would have a stock market crash of historic proportions. I think we can all see how accurate these experts were about the economic consequences of electing Donald Trump. It would be fair to say that just the opposite happened. And that illustrates the danger of elite groupthink. They were all saying the same thing and reinforcing the others' dire predictions. This illustrates the danger of groupthink. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.